This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. It's been 2.5 years since a young man opened fire in an Aurora, Colorado movie theater and killed 12 innocent people in an incident that shocked the nation and in many ways made plausible the threats against theater owners a few weeks ago before the opening of the Sony picture The Interview. Today, jury selection begins in the death penalty trial of accused shooter James Holmes, a trial expected to last 5 months. What will it resolve? With us is Scott Sunby. He's a law professor at the University of Miami and author of A Life and Death Decision, A Jury Weighs the Death Penalty. Welcome to The Takeaway, Professor.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Why is this trial going to be so long? And what of the facts are in dispute at this point?
So it's going to be so long because there are two phases to a capital case. The first to determine guilt and innocence. And although it might appear that from the facts we know, it's clear that he was the shooter, there's going to be real issues about his sanity. And of course, one of the defenses a defendant is allowed to make is that he was not guilty by reason of insanity, which if it's presented means a lot of testimony, not just from expert witnesses on both sides, but from people who knew him. We won't even get to the penalty phase if the jury should find that he's not guilty of capital murder because of insanity or some other reason. But if we do get to the penalty phase where the jury's having to decide between a life and death sentence, then that is going to take a long time because that basically opens up the door to the jury hearing everything about him from before birth, if there was something like fetal alcohol syndrome, all the way to how he's behaved while in prison. And of course, all of the mental health evidence would also still be very, very relevant.
Given, Professor Sunby, the prevalence of these shooting incidents in the United States and the issue of mental instability that comes in increasingly, what do you think these trials are about in terms of getting to the root cause of these sorts of shootings and coming up with some sort of societal mechanism for dealing with it?
Well, I think that they're not a great way to deal with the societal problem. I think the only way to understand these cases are as morality plays as to what society thinks is the best punishment in this particular case. I mean, there's no getting around the fact that the death penalty decision that we ask of juries is unlike any other I can think of in the law. We literally lock 12 people into a room and say, you decide unanimously, does this person deserve to live or die?
As a law professor, let's step into the mind of the jury. What do you think the lawyers will want the jurors to do in this case based on their own interests from each side of the case? And what do you think they should be doing if justice is best served here?
So that's one of the most problematic aspects of the death penalty is so much turns on the quality of the lawyering. And there are some amazingly good defense attorneys for capital cases, and there are some abysmal ones. And what I often say is that if I were on trial for my life at the penalty phase, I'd much rather have Shakespeare rather than Blackstone as my attorney, because it is much more important that the jury understand the defendant's life. The prosecutors, on the other hand, are, of course, going to be arguing that this is someone whose actions deserve the harshest penalty possible. Lots of times they'll be relying on the testimony of victim survivors who give very emotional testimony as to what the effects of their beloved, the loss of their loved ones is upon them, and saying that the only way to sort of right this moral wrong is to take the defendant's life. And that's the type of decision that these 12 jurors have to take back into the jury room with them.
Scott Sunby is a researcher with the Capital Jury Project. He's a law professor at the University of Miami and author of A Life and Death Decision, A Jury Weighs the Death Penalty. Thanks so much, Scott.
My pleasure, John. Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.